Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Poker Pro Podcast Series, a poker how-to podcast series featuring the greatest and most accomplished poker players in the industry. My name is Annie Jennings, host of the Poker Pro Podcast Series, and our pro today is Peter Alston, author of One of a Kind, The Rise and Fall of Stewie the Kid Unger, the world's greatest poker player, and author of another recently published book called Take Me to the River, A Wayward and Perilous Journey to the World Series of Poker. So welcome, Peter, to the Poker Pro Podcast Series.
Thank you, Annie.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here with us today because one of the legends in the entire poker world, and many of us do refer, and I hear him referred to many times in the coverage of the national poker events, that one-of-a-kind Stewie the Kid.
Yeah, Stewie was, you know, unfortunately, he met an untimely demise. He died at the age of 45 in 98. And he really missed out on this poker boom, and he would have been, you know, I mean, he would have been the yin to Doyle Brunson's yang.
Oh, I would have loved, you know, we've heard so much about Stewie the Kid and his brilliance, and I only wish he were around today so that he could see how far the industry has come, right?
Yeah.
And so that we could get a chance to watch the man play. He won an estimated $30 million in his lifetime from playing poker, you say. And you also note, and I think very astutely, that Stewie is known as the Jim Morrison of the casino.
Yeah, he really was poker's first rock star. You know, today there are all these young kids playing, and certainly, you know, in large part due to television and the internet.
Oh yeah.
But in his day, In Stewie's day, most poker players were you know, in their late 30s to you know, mid 50s. That was your average poker pro.
Sure.
And to see somebody like Stewie, who started playing in his mid 20s, showed up in Vegas, you know, in his mid 20s, actually younger than that. He not only was much younger than all the other pros, but he looked much younger than his years.
Really?
So you know, he looked like he was 16 years old, and so he took these seasoned vets completely by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe that this young punk could be such a genius poker player.
Such a powerhouse. I mean, I wanted to ask you, I know you did a lot of research on Stewie, and maybe you discovered what you feel to be the brilliance behind the man. I mean, why was he able to really just accomplish so much, win so much money? Was he brilliant? Could he simply outplay the others?
Yeah, he was absolutely brilliant. He had just an innate card genius. He was the great. I mean, in addition to his poker playing abilities, he actually started out as a gin player, and he was the you know, as good as he was at poker, he was that much better at gin. He was the greatest gin player ever. I mean, nobody even comes close. And there were players, other top gin players that he played at the time, who after he was done beating them, they were broken men. They could never, you know, they could never really play at that level again. He just so dominated them and so psychically broke them down, psychologically broke them down. And at poker, you know, it carried over the same ability to do these incredibly intricate calculations that he did instinctively.
Really?
Combined with an amazing understanding of human psychology that I don't know was conscious. I don't know that Stewie, you know, broke it down into this is why this guy is doing this, but he just instinctively knew when people were lying and when they were telling the truth. And so he was able to play an extremely aggressive brand of poker. I mean, he was more aggressive than anyone playing at that time, even Doyle.
Really?
And at the same time, he was able to get away from hands when people, you know, had big hands and were able to play back at him.
I know, and I truly wish that Stewie had the opportunity to share his story as well, in terms of some of the hands he remembers, some of the psychological maneuverings he might have performed, if he even knew or was able to put them into words. You know, it would have been great. When you were doing your research, did any great Stewie, like, golden nuggets come to surface that you'd like to share with us? Any inspirational Stewie stories?
Well, you know, there was one hand that he played. It was after the 1990 World Series of Poker. And the 1990 World Series of Poker, he was already the two-time champion. But unfortunately, at that point, his drug problems had really come to the surface. And his cocaine addiction, and he was pretty messed up. I mean, you know, the fascination with Stewie is that I think we're always fascinated by the self-destructive genius, and here was this guy who had this incredible gift, and yet he did all these self-destructive things, not only with drugs, but with his gambling habits that ranged beyond poker and gin. So he had all sorts of bad habits, what poker players call leaks, and so despite, you know, the $30 million that he made in his lifetime, he died broke because he lost that money betting on sports and betting on horses and, you know, betting on mm-hmm. casino games and doing things that really he shouldn't have done. But here we are in, you know, 1990, and he plays in the World Series of Poker, and he was the chip leader 3 days into the tournament, and then he overdosed in his hotel room. And
oh, I kind of remember that from the book.
Yeah, he
oh,
wound
it's
up.
Oh, coming back
wound,
to me now. This is a great story.
He wound up in the hospital, and he missed the final 2 days
right.
of the World Series of Poker. But he had built up such a big chip
right.
lead that he still managed to finish ninth and in the money. It really, really incredible. But anyway, in the wake of that, and he was feeling, you know, kind of humiliated and ashamed. He and Mansur Matlouby, who was this wonderful British player, won the 1990 World Series of Poker, and Stewie was, you know, he was being compared to Stewie because he was a very aggressive player, and Stewie was feeling somewhat, you know, envious. And,
oh, sure.
And so he challenged Matlouby to a $50,000 heads-up match.
Really?
Where they'd each put up $50,000 and play heads-up.
Uh-oh. What happened?
And Stewie, about 45 minutes into this match, had pulled ahead 60,000 to 40,000. This was not tournament chips. This was real money.
Oh yeah.
And they got into a hand where Stewie opened for $1,600 in the small blind, and Matlouby called with 4-5 off suit. And after a flop of 337 rainbow, Stewie bet out 6,000. And Matlouby called him, and on 4th Street, a king came off, and both players checked, and on the river, a queen came off to make the board 3-3-7 king queen, and Matlouby, who smelled weakness in Stewie, and rightly, I mean, Matlouby was a great player, and he recognized that Stewie didn't have much of a hand. He moved in for his last $32,000.
Oh my goodness.
And Stewie looked right through him, and within 10 seconds he said, "You have a 4-5 or a 5-6, and I'm going to call you with this." And he turned over his hand, and it was 10-9 offsuit. He had nothing. He had 10-9.
Right. Right.
And he called this $32,000 bet. And he was right. You know, he couldn't even beat a jack high bluff.
Right, of course.
Matlouby was devastated. I mean, you know, a hand like that where you get called like that is just crushing. And that's such a great example of Stewie's ability to not only make the read, but have the heart to act on it.
Right.
And that was, you know, that was what made him such a great player, and really, you know, there aren't many people who could conceive of doing that, even much less do it.
Wow, so that's wonderful. So I know you've done a lot of, you know, research on Stewie, and you do say that he does have heart. You know, do you want to tell us a little bit about more about what it's like to have heart when you play poker?
Yeah, I think heart is probably the quality that other poker players most admire. I mean, when you talk about a you know, player X, and someone says he's got a lot of heart, that's probably the highest compliment you can pay someone. I remember when there's a book by a writer named Frederick Exley called The Fan's Notes, and in that book, the highest compliment you could pay someone is to call them a pro. That guy's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in poker, to say that guy's got heart is probably the highest compliment. What it means is that you have the ability to make the big bluff, make the big call. Most players, you know, when push comes to shove, they don't want to do that, because you can not only lose a lot of money, but it can be awfully embarrassing. And most people,
well, that's for sure. For those,
yeah,
of
most
tried
people
it.
don't want to, you know, they don't want to take the chance. So
right.
You know, poker players love that, because it's a gambling mentality. And,
right.
And Stewie had that more than was healthy for him, probably, but it was part of what made him such a great player.
I have a question for you, and you may not know the answer to this one offhand, because it just occurred to me as you were speaking about the 1990 WSOP. Do you think they have that on tape anywhere?
Oh yeah, that's. I mean, I know you can at least get a bootleg version of that on the internet.
Let's do it. Let's get it. I would love to see him play.
Oh, it's. You know, I've seen all of his tournaments on bootlegs.
How do we get them? You don't have to tell me live and on the air on a podcast, but
I'll tell you later.
I just really want to see him play. I admire this man.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to watch him play. It really is. It's just and you can't believe it. I mean, when you actually see him, and you see how much younger he was than all
right,
the other players at that time, it's shocking. And also, you know, he looked like a rock star.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
He's got the look. I really wish I had the opportunity to know him, actually.
Yeah.
Definitely, and it's a real loss. And, you know, which brings us to the dark side of poker, and what I would love, and I'm sure Stewie would love this as well, because, you know, I think he would be so proud of the industry and so thrilled to see what was happening to the game that he indeed loved and was a pioneer in bringing it to the forefront as well, and creating fame around the sport, we'll call it, right?
Yeah.
What do you think he would want players to know today? Like, what is it about Stewie's life that can help players say that he would want players to know, such as the dark side, danger zones? Do you think he'd want people to have a wind up?
Oh,
wind
I think
up
so. I mean,
yeah.
He, you know, like most drug addicts, he very much wanted to kick his addiction, and you know, and just wasn't able to, wasn't strong enough to do it. It had too powerful a hold on him. But I think that he would want his life to serve as a cautionary tale for anyone getting involved in that world, in that life today. You know, the thing is that the poker world is a fast world, and there are all these temptations around, and it requires great strength of character to not fall into the traps, not only the drugs, but all the other traps
money management type of thing.
Yes, absolutely, all of that. I mean, I think it pained him so much. He came. You know, like a lot of people with problems, he came to realize not only the extent of his problems, but how much they had cost him as his life neared an end, and he regretted, you know, all the wasted time that he didn't get to spend with his daughter, and the money that he wasn't able to give her, and it just caused him, you know, great and terrible pain, and I think he would want anyone reading this book to take away from it the things that you would need to not make the same mistakes he made.
Well, you know, in that way, you know, we can certainly bring his spirit with us throughout as we move on, and you know, the poker industry continues to grow at probably the most rapidly growing pace of it ever. It's I know that your next book that we're going to interview you on shortly, entitled Take Me to the River, discusses your experience at the World Series of Poker, which we can't wait to get into, and that's going to be our next interview with you.
Yeah.
So poker certainly is increasing in popularity, and you know, finally, I'm glad you wrote the book. I'm glad that you fell in love with Stewie's story, and you found the passion in the story that you really wanted to share, because I really think it's going to be important, and people are going to learn from Stewie's life. And it's important because we are dealing, like you said, with gambling, an addiction type of, you know, in area. And although it's a great sport and we love the mental intrigue and it's challenging and there's just thousands and thousands of things to learn about playing the game, there's also that other dark side. So I think Stewie's life will serve as a reminder to, you know, let's go on and let's go all in Stewie's name.
Right.
How's that sound?
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
And let me just add one thing. I wrote this book with Nolan Dalla, and I just want to make sure.
Oh yes, of course.
Nolan gets, you know, all credit.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Nolan Dalla, D-A-L-L-A. That's N-O-L-A-N. Nolan Dalla, and of course Peter Alson is our guest today. And I want to thank Peter for a wonderful interview. Peter, you did a great job.
Thank you, Annie.
And Peter is the author of One of a Kind, The Rise and Fall of Stewie, The Kid Unger, The World's Greatest Poker Player. And you can get that. The publisher there is Atria, A-T-R-I-A Books. And I'm sure that's available on Amazon, right?
Absolutely.
I think everyone should have a copy of this. This is every poker book I've ever read is like, you know, you read in one sitting, actually. It's so compelling. This book you cannot put down. And the next one, this was a Sunday. I started in the morning, by the way, Peter, and I finished about 10 at night. I wanted to email you right away. So I read it in one sitting. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I fell in love with the characters. You were great. But so we'll get to that one in our next interview. But you're also Peter is also the author of Take Me to the River, A Wayward and Perilous Journey to the World Series of Poker. So we will see everyone next time when Peter Alson is back with an interview on his new book, Take Me to the River. And all for now, thanks for everyone. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.